So, hi, I'm Tom Evans, author of This We Know, and I'm thrilled today to be speaking with Pauline Crawford, actually specifically having a magical conversation with Pauline Crawford. Hi, Pauline.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
Very good. Well, listen, thanks for reading This We Know and giving me your feedback. That meant a world to me.
Oh, it's amazing. It's wonderful. I love it.
Thank you so much. But listen, I've got a very, very simple question for you now. So you read the book. You've gone to all the way through to postscript 2112, which is 100 years from now. But what sort of world would you like to live in?
Oh, it's such a wonderful question, that. And I loved getting through to the book ending and thinking about that, because my vision is that it's a world which has to have a lot of magical conversations in, obviously. And I'll explain what I mean by that. But it's a world where people want to be there. I suppose that's the first thing that came to mind, that that we want to be there. So we have a willingness, you know, every day people will get up and think, well, I really want to be here. And that already sets them in a mindset to go out and meet and greet people. I'm very passionate about smiles. I think smiles are the most important thing in anybody's life. And I think I would imagine that it's a very smiley world. That doesn't mean to say there aren't times when it's tough, because I think you can't necessarily have a world which is totally happy all the time. And that's an interesting conundrum to think about. But it's, we smile through the challenges. So I know in my own life where I've coped with challenges, it's because I've had that mental mindset of, I'm going to make it through. You know, what can I understand about this that will create a smile? And even in sometimes in the most dire situations, you know, even when, say, loved ones die, when my mum passed on, you know, there were still moments in there which were just full of joy and happiness. So this world in the future, 100 years on, people are wanting to be there and they are happy to take on the challenges of the day, and they're doing things together. And that's not to say they're always together, but they have a sense of collaboration. So as they go into their day, they're thinking about how whatever they do will impact other people and how will things turn out for everybody. And I suppose it's a world that it's full of lovely communities, but there's also something around it. Not everybody's the same. And therefore, it's around understanding that the differences we bring together create all those smiles, not as I think happens sometimes now where people are assumptive about what people are smiling about, you know, oh, have they got in for me? Are they playing a trick? It would be really genuine. So the other word that comes to mind is it's a genuine wanting to be there. And therefore, wherever the world is at that time, or whatever planet we're on, it would be a willingness to face the environment as well together. So, you know, if something's gone wrong, everybody comes together and does it and makes it right. So that's the kind of world I'd like to see, where there is differences acknowledged, but we want to be there. And there isn't this sort of there isn't a hierarchy around it, but there's not just one platform. Does that make sense? It's like, I don't think we should be worried about status, but I think it's important that we understand that people are different and we do different things. So in my world in the future, people really value the uniqueness about people around them. And by understanding that uniqueness, then we serve each other to the best extent, because we know what we do best. Because I've always loved the idea of everybody being a good guest.
You know, I love that concept.
Some people turn up and you think, God, they're really hard work having as a guest. And other people turn up and they just flow with you. You know, you don't mind if they open the cupboards and make a cup of tea. I've always been like that. I've always felt at home in somebody else's home, because I set out to feel welcomed. So I set out a premise, an intention. So it's a very intentional world in the future. So we set out intention to be welcome, or maybe on occasion to say to people, well, I'd like to be on my own today. And everybody says, that's fine too. So do you know what I mean? There's a lot of flow and good, soulful, heartfelt intention around the day. So we don't over pester other people to be happy. We allow it to occur. I mean, as you know, we're all very different. And my study of men and women and different types of women, different types of men, I mean, we all have different needs. Even me, even though I'm very gregarious and I love being out there with people, I have times when I just like to be on my own and look at the sea or go out and have some pleasing time with myself and the universe. So I think it's a very willing, intentional, trusting, genuine, happy, smiley world.
Well, who would not want to live on that kind of world? In fact, it's lucky because we actually do live on that kind of world already, which is kind of great, isn't it? So what small steps then can we take to walk towards that kind of world?
Well, trust is a big word that came into mind. Trust and belief. Because we've got to trust into the unknown. There are lots of people at the moment seem quite scared or chaotic or aggressive in the world. And really, we often get in our own way. So the first thing I think is for everybody to get to love themselves not in a selfish or selfless way, but just in a nice way. Like, well, we're here, so why not love who we are? And then enjoy the moment of the day. And I think the other thing is, and I know we talked about this, but is to maybe be quiet in those intentions sometimes. We don't necessarily have to go out and shout about it. We just have to be it. You know, many people ask me how I do what I do. And I say, well, I just set out to enjoy my day. It doesn't mean today every single day is amazing and or always happy. Sometimes I might fall over and bash my nose or scratch the pimple on my thing, or somebody I love might be not well at the moment, you know, but I set out to think, how can I manage that day? And if each of us of 7 billion people on the planet actually did that, we would find that everything would be flowing more. So I think we've got to worry less about what we see externally and worry more about or take care more of what's going on internally and be intentional and willing to smile in our day. That would be the first step. And then to seek not to control everybody. I think there's too much political or social economic control. We kind of got to let that go, which is difficult because, you know, we're in a world that has a very material basis. But those of us of higher consciousness is to be trusting that we are going in the right way and to share magical conversations. I had to bring it back to that. And a magical conversation is one in which we feel very inspired and motivated. So we would know if we're in one, and if we're not in one, then the self mechanism is to say, right, well, can I step back from that? Can I do something different? But to evaluate our own level of magical conversation.
Well, this has been a magical conversation. I can corroborate that.
Well, I hope so. I've spoken more than you, but that's okay.
And that was the point, because I wanted to hear from you today, and so that's absolutely fine. But I was just going to say that your eloquence is amazing, and a lot of the thoughts that you captured there are, I think, the seed for the next book that you can write, because there's some really good stuff in there. And I know one thing, that's a book I definitely want to read. So
okay.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts today, Pauline. I hope this is the first of many more magical conversations. We've had some in the past, and I know we're going to have some in the future. And thanks for sharing what sort of world you would like to live in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.